The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be Lumber One.
Superintendent Jared Corton of Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Seems like every time you're in here, something has changed.
That has been a theme, hasn't it?
So Monday, you went back to K-3 being distance. Talk about what went into that.
Well, that's a really hard decision for us. It's difficult for these for our families and kids, obviously. But the increasing COVID numbers, the new metrics, the combination of talking to public health and consulting on the right move. We went ahead and had to pause K-3. I've said this recently to a couple of people, but, you know, someone asked about decision making, and I said, I don't think I've made a good decision since March, because there aren't good decisions in this. There's not a decision that really benefits all people in this. And this was another example of a decision that I think was the right decision. It's a difficult decision. Is it a good decision, someone asked me? Well, it's a matter of perspective. I don't think it's a good decision to me is good for everybody, and distance learning isn't always good for everybody, but it's the right decision.
Now, was it an option at all, given that it was already operating?
Yeah, it's interesting with ODE. Oftentimes, what we found with ODE is there's guidance and then there's exceptions to the guidance. And when they changed from the last iteration of metrics to the newest iteration of metrics, which I expect to change again, there was an exception in there that if you were open, you could remain open. And it was, I think the exception was there to help the transition from previous metrics to current metrics. You know, in consultation with public health around, working with Dr. Dannenhofer and his epidemiologist and taking a look specifically at the case rates in our community here in Roseburg, particularly our zip codes of 470 and 471, it was a pretty clear decision that the best interest in the health and safety of the entire community, including our kids and staff, was to go ahead and close.
So a lot of switching around in a short period of time. What kinds of things went into this late last week in terms of getting the logistics ready for Monday?
Yeah, one thing our staff's done a great job with, and they're to be commended, is at K-3, remember, we did start everyone remote. And the idea was that the primary grades we were going to take until October 5th, I think was the date, and we were going to just work remotely. Part of that was because we thought that this would happen. We thought there would maybe be this yo-yo effect. For the most part, I checked into several buildings yesterday. Our staff are doing a great job. Parents were having to remember this Google Classroom thing. How do we do that again? We had a couple of issues with people just logging in and getting in. But for the most part, we're off and rolling today and yesterday, and I think we'll be okay.
And obviously, as we're watching the case rates locally, statewide, and really for the whole nation go up, and then with wondering, will it go up even more after Thanksgiving, depending on how all that plays out? There's even the factor of seeing increased hospitalizations locally, and 20 people in the county in the hospital for COVID-19 now, and it seems to be kind of hitting all areas of the community.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I am an optimist. However, I think we're probably in for the next couple of months being some difficult months for us. I think we'll probably continue to see those rates, unfortunately, go up. We really hope people will take great caution and mask up and distance up. But predictably, these months are the months people are inside more. We see more viruses in general happening. So. I think there's great optimism in the future. I mean, I'm excited about what I'm hearing in terms of vaccines, and I think there is hope that things will return to normal. They will. And I think they hopefully, that light we can see at the end of the tunnel. We've tried to just have the mentality, and I think in adversity, we have a choice. We can choose to be bitter or we can choose to be better. And our philosophy is we're going to choose to be better. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We will get our kids back eventually. Things will return to normal. But in this short-term period, we're just being cautious about the health and safety of our community.
Now, a few days ago, the Oregon Health Authority announced that at some point they're going to shift the way the tests are counted. Now, if you've had multiple negative tests, it still counts as one. That question was brought up by a couple of media outlets late last week about the potential to change the test positivity rate. the OHA said there were reasons that it was done the way it was when tests were not easily available and all of that, and they ultimately looked at that and agreed to make the shift. We don't know when that's going to happen, but that has the potential to look at it, what they believe now will be more accurate data for the time, and that could bring the state test positivity rate back down, which could change things for schools like Roseburg.
Yeah, it certainly can. In fact, I think the data that was released yesterday, around 3 o'clock, we get those reports from OHA, and the test positivity rate did change in this last iteration yesterday. In fact, they changed it for the previous three iterations, which is what we can see. So what was a 13.4% test positivity rate last week on Monday was down to like 5.6%. In fact, we're having to update our website on those numbers. So those numbers, I think, did change because, again, that they're counting a little differently. I think, you know, a person that has had multiple negative tests, all those tests now count as a negative. What that will mean is test positivity was really on the rise. We were solidly in the red for test positivity. Right now, it's in the yellow. But a few weeks ago, we were in the yellow, and now it's in the green for those numbers. So what that does mean is that's a factor, test positivity, for us returning. In addition, the factor is the case rates per 100,000. Those numbers, unfortunately, are continuing to rise, even though test positivity with this new counting, if you will, has definitely dipped.
So that could change it, but with just the high numbers themselves, it's hard to say at this point.
It's hard to say, and I think there is more testing that's widely available. We think those numbers will increase. Part of that might simply be certainly more positive cases, but people just getting more tests that could show positive as well.
All right, and so now remote for everybody for the time being anyway.
It is. We have we put out December 7th a week or so ago. We had this out for – we had to make an adjustment for our 4 or 5 kids, December 7th. We also put December 7th as let's have that be that target date. If we can meet the metrics, let's get back. So we had a communication that went to families and staff yesterday. Those numbers aren't looking good for December 7th. We'll have a definitive answer to that on Monday with the next metrics to come out. And if we don't meet, then we'll go ahead and push that out a couple of weeks, and we may be in that for a little while where we're just kind of putting that out there, kind of that wait and see.
All right, Superintendent Jared Croydon, Roseburg Public Schools, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.